Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Well, in the midst of all the other news, and some of that out of Harrisburg, a state Senate committee yesterday backed the creation of a cannabis control board to oversee the already established medical marijuana program. What does this mean? Are we closer to recreational cannabis usage? The co-founder of Plant Media Project, Gina Wenzel, is with us. Gina has become our go-to and resident expert on the subject. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you've been involved in a lot of what's going on in the region, but I know your passion here is to see this through. Is this bringing recreational cannabis any closer to reality?
Well, we've seen that with our the pending Senate Bill 120, which is a bipartisan bill that Senator Lachlan out of Erie and Senator Street out of Philadelphia have co-authored. It states specifically in that legalization bill the call out for a cannabis control board. And this is really important. So this bill that was passed by the Senate yesterday is not a legalization bill. It was a bill to form this cannabis control board. And that's important because if you think about it, where will this live once cannabis becomes legalized? We know that the Department of Health has been quite slow and is not really equipped to handle legalization. And there was talks about our Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board taking over. And we don't want, cannabis being run by our liquor control board. So this cannabis control board would be the regulatory body that would be able to handle legalization. So this is a great step forward, but it's not legalization yet. But if we can get the control board approved, then it's one step closer, and we have this bipartisan bill ready to go. So we're hoping that it'll go to vote soon.
And we've talked about this for years, Gina. In your best guesstimate, time-wise, a lot of people are curious how long this might take.
Well, if we know that we're still waiting on the budget. It was written, cannabis was written into this year's budget. We keep talking this morning about how this is so important. Where's the money going to come from? And the cannabis in Pennsylvania could be where these dollars come from. The tax revenue is really high. So if we can get this bill to a vote, it could happen soon. But if not, it's going to be delayed again. And then if it doesn't make it into this budget, we're kicking the can down the road because all of our neighboring states have passed legalization, which means we have our neighbors driving across state lines, breaking federal law to pick up their cannabis because they can't legally do so in PA without a medical card. And there's still so many people getting arrested. And this is an issue about justice. I mean, the FBI just released data showing that in 2024, there were 200,000 people that were arrested for cannabis, and 90% of them was for possession alone. So if you think about it, I mean, we're cannabis is legal in 40 out of the 50 states for medical use and 24 states for recreational or adult use. So why are so many people still going to jail for this? We shouldn't be spending money on putting people into prison over a plant when we know if we legalize it that we can use that revenue to help things like our schools and our roads.
That's the great irony, and you point that out, is 40 states have medical marijuana programs, and for them to spend money and incarcerate people for recreational use seems really to fly in the face of any kind of logic.
That's absolutely right. And I'm on the National Board for Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We're actually heading to Harrisburg next Monday and Tuesday to lobby for adult use cannabis. So we'll be tabling in the main rotunda of the Capitol on Monday from 9 a.m. to noon. We're going to be dropping literature off to educate our lawmakers. We're going to make sure that every single member of the House and Senate gets information about the importance of why the time is now for PA to get on the right side of history and to legalize cannabis. We'll be doing a press conference on Tuesday, October 28th at 9 a.m., and we have different organizations from both sides of the aisle coming together to talk about this, because we believe cannabis legalization is a bipartisan issue, and it is something that we need to get behind so that we can keep up with our neighboring states, we can support our, like we talked about, our budget, and get people out of jail over a plant.
Is there any movement federally, because it's still classified as a Schedule I drug?
And isn't that interesting, Larry? You know, Schedule I drug means that there's no medical value for the drug. And yet we just talked about 40 states saying that cannabis is a medicine. So right away, we know that the scheduling of this plant is completely wrong. And so there have been talks within even President Trump's office saying that, you know, he may reschedule, but, you know, he's very unpredictable and we don't really know. But we're going to continue lobbying with the federal government as well. SSDP is doing a big lobby week. It won't be until May of next year, but we're going to continue this fight. And it has been so many years, Larry, we're still talking about this. And so I'm hoping that we're going to see some movement. It seems like our state is in a prime position right now to get this passed. And who knows, we might see that President Trump realizes that, you know, this isn't a Schedule I drug and may, you know, deschedule it, or may schedule it and move it to like maybe a Schedule III, which would open up more ability for research. But at the end of the day, there's not going to be justice until it's completely descheduled, because we want everybody that's been incarcerated for nonviolent cannabis crimes to be let out of prison, and we want their records expunged. And that's really important to us at SSDP, and, you know, we're working really, really hard to see what we can do to educate our lawmakers, to let them see the benefits of this plant, and so that we can get PA legalized.
Gina, appreciate the time and passion. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Gina Wentzel, co-founder of Plant Media Project, and reaction to the creation of a cannabis control board in the state of Pennsylvania passed by the Senate committee yesterday.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.